Well, I'll tell you what I did, folks. I put my gig bag in the next room, which is what is a good thing to do. It's good. It's not cluttering up the space. What the bad thing to do is I left the capo in the gig bag. So I'm going to go get it. And that'll take me just about 38 seconds.
Do you want me to go get it, Yoni?
Oh,
and you can keep doing your expert level bantering while I go get it?
Sure, I appreciate that. Thank you. That's Davina, who's going to go get the capo. And maybe I'll do a little band intro here, a little band introduction while we're waiting. Joining us tonight, the core elements of Yoni Gordon and the Goods, who have been a band for, it's going on now, oh my God, over 20 years, folks. Some say too long. I say we still got a little bit left in the tank. On the drums, all the way from New York City, Mr. Scott Eisenberg. Yep.
Scott.
Yeah. On the bass guitar. All the way from Arlington. Thank you so much. My capo's here. That's Mr. Fez Oswald on the bass guitar. Give it up for Fez. Now, I know you're listening out there and you're thinking, hold on. All of these sounds produced by three people? Well, you got us. We got some, I want to say, auxiliary members of the band, but you guys are in here now. You're part of the band. You're part of the crew. On the keys, that's Davina Yannetti.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you. Who I've known for a very long time.
Yes.
But we've only just started playing shows together. And I can't believe we waited this long.
Same.
Yeah. And then rounding out the band here on the shimmering guitar, is it Nels Klein? Is it The Edge? No. It's Amer Kutsi on the guitar.
Woo!
Yep. And you know what? That's a lot of talent in this room. Good Lord. I just thought I cursed someone, but I didn't curse. I was told not to curse. Okay, I didn't curse. I said good Lord. Okay. Let's keep playing songs now.
When the day of judgment comes, it don't matter what you've done. There's no shackles dragged through the streets in the middle of the day. Well, baby, let your engine idle. Well, you know it's gonna take a little while. At the rate we're going, we got no way of knowing what lies ahead up the road another mile. My name called arouse.
Yes. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, WMFO, for having us on the town with Mikey D. I forgot to introduce myself. My name is... What? My name is... Who? My name is... Sling Shady? What? Swing Shady? What's his name? I like them French fried potatoes. That's good. That's a good reference that people will get.
Sling Blade, yes, yes.
Sweet Sling
That's
Blade
very
reference.
Relevant.
All right, folks, we gotta leave it all on the table with this one. I dreamed. I saw.
He didn't even say your name.
He didn't.
It
he
doesn't
didn't.
Matter. It's, I said Sling Blade.
Yoni Gordon.
Enough.
I did it.
Oh yeah.
That's Yoni Gordon, everybody.
That's Yoni Gordon, everybody. Woo! Yes. If you want to learn more about us, you can go to at Yoni Gordoni, YoniGordoni, on Instagram, or look up Yoni Gordon on Google, and things will come up. I'm trying to remember the first line of the song. I dreamed I saw Billy Bragg last night standing on the stage, and the words that he said still ring in my head from every song he played. Okay,
nailed
that's it.
It.
Yep, that's it. Here we go. Ready?
I dreamed I saw Billy Bragg last night standing on the stage, and the words that he said do ring in my head from every song he played.
that's good rock and roll music.
Oh, man, way too cool. Wow, Yoni. You're going to come in here in a second, I hope, so we can talk. That was phenomenal. Mariah, Joel, great job getting that sound together. That was phenomenal. Very excited about that. So before we move forward, let's do some business. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford. And let's do a PSA while we're at it. Numbers to think about. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Yeah, those are some numbers. All right, there's a PSA, local station ID. So we'll get Yoni in here in a second. So let's do a block of some Holy Smoke while Yoni and his gang get it together and get inside here. So let's start off with Holy Smoke, Spirit of Change. Yeah.
sticks are thrown.
Sometimes we'd sound okay. Hey, hey, hey.
station go. Reminds me back of the day. You were so funny, man, with your little radio. Walking around with your antenna up. Waiting for your favorite song.
Yeah! Holy smoke. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Holy Smoke. Rock Garden Records. That was a block of songs by Holy Smoke. Spirit of Change, Balance, and Tuned In, Antenna Up. You just really, just the founders of Rock Garden Records and, you know, the band that kind of inspired everything that was going on. You know, thank you, Todd and Lisa, you know, for getting all those bands together. Happy to be on your label and we're having fun. So, right before that block of Holy Smoke, we had a live performance in Studio D with Yoni Gordon and the
Goods. The Goods.
the goods, yeah. So here they are in the studio. Oh, my goodness. Man, that was like incredible. I mean, I sang the praises of what Joel and Mariah do as far as getting the sound together, but when you have a band this talented who can perform that well and writes great songs, it just makes the whole thing.
It's about time we get the recognition.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Yoni.
That's what I've been saying for years. Finally, somebody gets it.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. So, and I'm always so excited when, you know, Joel told me that you were coming in and performing in Studio D. So I immediately, you know, go to the social media and go find everything I can.
Yeah.
And of course, as we all know, just because what you're listening to sounds good and it sounded very good, what I found, it's just, you don't know until they show up and do something live. And you surpassed all expectations.
That's
really
good.
It was that good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, we're like in here listening to you guys, and Andrew and I are looking at each other like, this is really good, right?
Yeah, it's a real sign that what's on my socials is not good right now.
Like, oh, so you
set very
the bar
underwhelming.
Low. Okay, so that's why I was so surprised.
You know, this is the first I'm hearing of it. I thought I was doing quite well, but evidently.
No, I liked it a lot. I just didn't know what to expect because most of what I heard was like you performing solo. I think there was one song I heard where you had a band, but I didn't know what was coming in here.
Right.
So I don't know. I have a million and one questions, but do you want to start off? I know you introduced everyone in the studio. Do you want to introduce them again out here?
I do. I would like to do that. Sitting directly to my right, bass guitar.
Yes.
Mr. Fez Oswat.
Hi,
Fez.
Scott.
Fez.
You guys, fast
we're
friends.
We're going to talk. We're going to get there. Don't
we're
worry.
We're going to get there. Scott Eisenberg, drummer.
Hi.
Davina Iannetti.
Hello.
Keys. Amer Kutsi, guitar.
Hello.
Oh, that was wonderful. I mean, really. So I didn't. I should have been taking notes. How many songs did we hear in there? Just
it
now?
Was
23 songs.
23 songs.
Yeah, yeah.
We play for 2.5 hours. It is 2 a.m. None of us have to work in the morning.
It's okay. You know what?
We're famous.
At midnight, when they kick us out of here, we'll just open Studio D back up. You know,
do it all again.
Yeah, just go and we'll play another set.
No, those were eight songs.
Eight songs.
Yes.
So, and I should know this one. I don't, Yoni. Is there anything in there that would qualify as a brand new single or a new release?
So I think the first 4 or 5 songs in the set were from the new record called Courtship. Came out in February of 2023. And then everything else was kind of from across the eras of Yoni Gordon and the Goods. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have eras now.
Well, so I'm an old guy.
Yeah.
Your version of an era and my version of an era may not be the same thing. What is your version? How many years is an era to you?
I think we've spanned as a band, as a core band here, Fest and Scott and myself, we've been in a band for 20 plus years now.
Wow, that's a good era.
That's a good era.
Nice. You had hair when they started.
No, I don't think
you did. You did.
I did. I had hair.
I love it.
But we've gone through a lot of iterations too. Like we started off as kind of like a bar band, playing Toad a lot, doing a lot of like
You don't look old enough to do that. Would you start when you like 10 or something?
We were, I was.
I've known him since I was 10.
There you go.
That's true. But we weren't playing music back then. But yes, we started off as a bar band. Then we kind of became like more of like a straight up, you know, punk, fast, hard.
Actually, there was one song you played that we were talking about, the Dropkick Murphys, and then you went that pato, pato. It was like, wow, like the universe said, oh, you want some Dropkick Murphys now, do you?
And we heeded the call.
What was that song?
That probably the last song, I Dreamed I Saw Billy Bragg Last Night.
Oh, very good, very good, very good.
Definitely, definitely that one.
There you go.
Yeah. And then
that was Yoni's punk era.
There you go.
Then we became more of like a fuller sound kind of thing, like a Springsteen-esque thing in the early 2010s, added keys, and then I put out a couple of solo records that were a little veered off in different directions. I put out a kids album at one point.
Nice.
And then
our klezmer phase came next.
Yeah.
Klezmer.
That's what the future holds. Mm-hmm. I would buy that.
Fez, did you ever play in a klezmer band?
I actually have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm quite like? Coming from Detroit.
It was really fun.
I'm very hip to klezmer bands.
It was really fun.
You can, and actually, like wedding bands, you can probably make a living playing in a klezmer band. Mm-hmm.
I'm the only Muslim American bass player who's played klezmer at bar mitzvahs, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know this about you.
That is awesome. Yeah. See, I like you a lot.
I know. It should be.
It's the Fez thing.
You know what? Can y'all just go?
Yeah, Yoni, get the hell out of here. I'm going one-on-one with Fez here. No, but that really was fantastic. You are a Rosendale guy?
I live in Rosendale.
There you go.
Yeah. 76 Parkour Street. Apartment number one.
I love it.
Bring it to my face, haters. You got a problem? You didn't like the set? You know where to find me.
I really hope this.
Here's my phone number.
That is awesome.
A year later, everybody's like, so remember when we did that radio show?
And I talked to myself.
Yeah, just blame it on me. It was Smitty's fault. I let it get out of hand. Gee whiz, now I have to go see you live. When's the next time you're playing out?
Well, we don't have anything booked.
Right this second?
Not right now.
Rosendale, go knock on Square Root. They're like right there in their backyard.
You never know. We might pop
his door and be like, hey, can you perform a show for
now,
me?
Now that you know where he lives.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Here's what I'm doing in 2024. I'm just having fun.
Yes!
Just having fun playing music with my friends. And then it's like an added bonus that we sound really good. And
yes!
We sound kind of ready to take a bigger stage or play.
Kind of
like,
ready.
Record a record.
You're ready.
But I have no ambition at this point. At some point, we'll play a show and it'll be really fun. But if it doesn't
I
happen
have
for
ambition.
A while,
if you want to play in a band that has ambition, talk to me.
Yoni's in his come and get it era. Yeah.
Last year was the year of ambition.
There you go.
And I lost a lot of sleep. And now this is the year where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to have fun.
Well, let's, you know, the funny thing about ambition is it really does come on its own timeline. The year that I thought was going to be my big year of ambition was 2020. And we all know how that one worked out.
You were like, I got this new virus.
That's right.
I'm ready to unleash it.
Right. And arguably, for those 2 years, it was tough. And then 2023, we were definitely coming out of it. I think 2024 is definitely going to be, you know, other than all these, you know, other weird viruses that are floating around.
Your prediction for 2020, maybe don't make that prediction.
I shan't. I'm going to stop right there. You're absolutely right. I'm stopping right there. 100% correct, Fez.
Fez is looking out for
you. There you go. Thank you. But but that really was magnificent. So, I mean, in terms of where people can find your music, Bandcamp.
You can go to Bandcamp. Okay, so here's what's coming down the pipeline.
Okay.
And this is, you know what? This is a Sclusy. You're the first one to hear about this.
Sclusy.
Because we've been a band for a long time, for a minute now, 20 plus years. We got a lot of material, and not a lot of it exists online, and people have had these records at various points in time, and people kind of ask for them. So we're going to put out a best of album.
Ooh.
And that'll happen sometime late spring, early summer, and then I hope to have a couple of shows lined up for that. So
that's fantastic.
Yes.
Very.
Also, another answer to that question is every song is on Bandcamp. So you can just say yes.
It's true.
We're on Bandcamp.
We're on Bandcamp. We're on. There's a couple of records on Spotify. You can go to Instagram, and there's a lot of places. It leads you in a lot of directions to hear various Yoni Gordon
stuff.
There's stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. Surprising amount.
Right. Tidler, Squindle, Pasta.
Those aren't names.
Those aren't real.
I'm pretty sure they're real.
Everyone in here got really silent.
It's like, I don't know that song. Do I need to go back and like find that song and learn it?
Stream it on Squash.
Is the YouTube stuff a graphic with music, or do you have like live stuff on YouTube?
There's live stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah, here's what we did. Back when we put this Courtship record out, rented out a studio called Boston Funk, and we had a record release show, and we filmed the whole thing. We recorded the whole thing, multi-track recording. We did a singles mingle mixer there because it was a, you know, it's a record about dating, and those videos exist online. So if you didn't go to the show, which only 50 people did, but still, I mean, 50 people, that was capacity. I'm not underselling it. But if you didn't make it, you can watch the show on YouTube.
Yes. It's a different musical world we live in. You know, it's like, arguably and pretty easily, more people will discover your stuff on the socials and on YouTube than actually in the room where you're playing.
That's true, but I think that for the most part, the people who seem to actually care and stick with it are the people who see you play live.
The people who care.
Yeah.
Yoni, you nailed it. It's the people who care.
Yeah.
Right. And even if it's only like 5 or 10.
It's only 5 or 10. Sometimes 3.
In that case, buy him a beer.
Well, let's not go crazy.
That's if I see the same 3 people like 3 times in a row, I will buy them a beer.
That's nice. That's classy. That's good. I have a friend who's also a songwriter, and he had a couple rules of like playing shows, and one was, if you are playing a show and only one person comes, just go in the parking lot and play a couple songs acoustic, let the sound person go home. Don't make them stick around to do sound for your set. And I was like, that's a good rule. Like, it should be like 3 and under, just go in the parking lot and give them a little private concert so they feel good, and then let everyone go home.
And this was advice that Jones got during the Year of Ambition, I think it was, right?
The Year of Ambition.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been listening, even if I did get it then. I was too ambitious.
Yeah, well, it's tough. I mean, you know, art, music, you know, you guys clearly are qualified and talented enough. And then after that, you just kind of have to put it out there and hope for the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know what you got to do. Whatever it is,
By the way, that is the more correct answer. Nobody knows what you got to do.
No.
This whole thing is getting reinvented. I thought, you know, the template that we, you know, grew up with, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, even early 90s. Well, I guess you could argue all through the 90s and then, you know, 2000s, it started getting weird. And then the pandemic just like changed everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what an uplifting thing I just said. Because I'm there with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, fighting the battle, trying to get out there.
I feel it.
Yeah. But the great thing is, and again, when you have quality songs, a quality band, and the talent that you have, you just make it infinitely easier and better for yourself.
Because, I know. We're doing the heavy lifting for you, folks.
Yes.
We're like putting on top.
If you're tuning in now and you didn't hear the Studio D stuff, I forget. Andrew, is there an archive for... Yeah, okay, there'll be an archive.
They can just hit rewind on the radio.
There you go. Hit rewind on your radio.
Rewind
go
on
back
your radio.
And listen to it. It's, wait till the end of this interview. We've got 10 more minutes. But then go back and listen to it. It'll be worth the effort.
And then fast forward to this part of the interview.
Yes.
And then just listen to it, you know, from here. So if you've listened only to the interview, rewind now, go back to the set, then stop here. And then we'll pick it up from right now.
And then go
make note of the timestamp.
and then hit the play and pause button a whole bunch of times.
Do that. And also, in about 3 seconds, sync it up to Wizard of Oz. 3, 2, 1. This is going to blow your mind. It's amazing. This syncs up exactly with Wizard of Oz.
Love that.
Yeah.
What does?
The interview.
The interview.
This is interview.
Yeah. Like right now, like Dorothy is looking for Toto. It's black and white. We're in Kansas. Yeah,
that's right.
And then she sings a song.
Right. Wicked Witch of the West.
Witch of the West.
Wizard
the Twister,
guy.
The right. Little People.
Color.
And then it goes to color. Yeah. Then it goes to color when she goes to Oz. Yeah, you know the song.
Yeah.
It's a good one. When the witch comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was really pleasantly surprised. I mean, I from what I found on the socials, I knew you were going to be good, but it's just I had no idea what to expect. And really, again, that was phenomenal on every level. The singing, the playing, the songwriting, your voice.
Thank you.
That's why I refer to myself as a front person and not a singer.
Yeah.
You are a singer.
Thank you. On a good day.
On a good day. Yeah.
It happens. It comes together. I was pleasantly surprised myself that it came together.
I love it.
The three of us, I just want to say this.
Yes.
The three of us have played together since, I don't know the year. I keep trying to figure out. It was like
2000.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I think we started practicing together in 2001. And we recorded in 2001 and we put it out in 2002.
That's all based, 5 years old.
We're all 5 years old. Right, I was going to say, you had to be.
So bass, drums, guitar, we were a trio for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Amer and Davina, I don't know how many times you guys have played with Yoni, but this is the third time we've played with them.
Oh, nice.
And it was so fun. Like, you guys sound
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There was a lot of moments in Studio D where we could actually hear each other better than the rehearsal space, and it was just like,
that is true.
It almost felt like playing the band, but also being an audience to you guys. That was really awesome.
I got two words on that.
Yeah.
Joel, Mariah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
They just, they are
Billy
really
Joel,
good.
Mariah Carey.
You would think they would have better things to do on a Wednesday night.
No, they were here, and that was amazing because I didn't even know they knew how to engineer a session, but they were like, and they weren't even talking to each other. They were just like, like mind melding with one another. It's like the piano man.
Yeah, Joel has very intense eyes.
Glitter. What's the movie that? Mimi. She's Mimi. First of all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the piano man and Mimi.
Hey, do that thing where you talk about the different streaming services.
You can check it out on Bellevue.
You can stream us on Bucatini.
Oh yeah, that's good. It's very hollow inside.
Hey.
Davina and Amer play in other bands as well.
Oh, okay. That makes
and
sense.
Maybe you want to talk about the other work that you do. And Fess also plays another. And Scott also has a job too with other bands. They could talk about what they do.
You want to go first, Amer?
I don't play in other bands.
Okay.
I just play by myself. I used to play in other bands.
Yeah.
I don't have any right now.
Okay. So. Well, you're here now.
Yeah, I am. Yep. This is the first rock band I've played in many years, I think.
No.
Yeah.
So what does the name Amer come from?
It's Syrian.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an Arabic name.
Because I called out Fez earlier before we were on the air. I'm originally from Detroit, and as you heard me say, Detroit has a huge...
Are you Arab?
No. I'm a Smith. I'm like Heinz 57. I'm a little bit of everything, but coming from Detroit, it's like, you know, a couple of things, and the Middle Eastern, Arab, you know, it that's a big section of the Detroit area.
I've never actually been to Detroit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you would be at home.
Oh, that's really nice. I always associate it with, I guess, like Motown, but that's probably not accurate anymore.
Well, that's sort of the beauty of Detroit. Yeah, by the way, Motown. I mean, there's that element still exists to this day. It's kind of like how jazz still exists in New Orleans and country music still exists in Nashville. But yeah, I mean, so Detroit is a much different place now than it was, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. But that was kind of one of the upsides to having the car industry and industry there in general, is it just got all these different cultures together. People just wanted to work, and they worked hard, and they wanted good music, and they wanted good food. That's Detroit.
Nice.
Sounds pretty nice.
Yeah.
We got to go to
Detroit. So I'm playing at the Beehive on Tuesday night in Boston. I play bass with Toussaint the Liberator.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a reggae thing.
Cool.
Nice.
That's Fez that's speaking right now.
Yeah. At the Beehive Boston on Tuesday nights. It's a nice. Great night. It's a great night.
All right, Yoni's pointing at me. He wants me to talk about myself now. So,
you got 4 minutes and 43 seconds.
I can make it quick. So I play bass and sing lead in a yacht rock tribute band called The Buoys of Summer.
Yacht rock.
Yes.
Mm. Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm also a dueling piano player. That's actually my full-time job is dueling pianos. So that's what I do besides being in Yoni's band.
A lot of talent on this side of the table over here. And that side too, but this side
no,
of the table.
No, you don't
know
this side. No.
A lot of talent here.
Yeah, talent on that side.
I think you said Scott has a job.
Scott right? also works yeah. in the music
the
industry.
The only gig I got going on right now is Yoni Gordon.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And that is paying the bills.
Yep,
Yoni.
3 gigs a year and retainer the rest of the year. Uh-huh.
Retainer.
That would be wild if you were on retainer for the band. That would be something. he's on retainer.
I love it. Well, that was magnificent. Very fun. I'm going to be I'll look for my keep me informed on your email thing. I'm going to go back home and hit all your socials and make sure. And the next time you play out,
do you want to? Should I throw some questions at you? We want to do a lightning round.
So you
if you
yes.
want,
you
no. yes.
What is your favorite word?
Oh,
jeez.
We're James Lipton.
Well, I did have a favorite word, but now my favorite word is Yoni.
Mmm. That's a good one.
Wow.
What is your least favorite word?
It's hard to be on the receiving end, isn't it?
There is a right and wrong answer.
All right, I do have a least favorite word.
Yep.
Doily.
Ooh, that's good.
That's a very good one.
It just doesn't come up in conversation.
It doesn't, really.
Not a ton. Yeah.
It's terrible. You think it means something terrible.
If heaven exists and you walk through the pearly gates, what do you want to hear when you arrive there?
You have toilet paper on your shoe?
Our guest has been Smitty Smith. Thank you. Good night.
Because if there is a heaven, they better have a sense of humor. I mean, I'm just not going up there to be like a straight-laced curmudgeon, you know. It's
or a straight-laced doily for that.
I was going to say, I'll know I'm in hell because there'll be doilies everywhere.
Don't come to my house.
Lots of straight-laced doilies.
They're going to be on next week, the straight-laced doilies.
There you go. It's your side project.
Mm-hmm.
Straight-laced. I love
doily
it.
Doily Gordon and the good.
Oh, look what just happened.
All right. We got less than a minute. Really, thank you. This was
thank
a lot
you.
Of fun.
Yes.
Thank you.
Same.
Thank you.
We had a great time.
And so I'm out there. You're out there. I'm going to, look and, sign up for all your, socials so I can stay in touch to see
Please
what you're
do.
Doing. And don't be surprised if I reach out. I was really impressed with what I heard tonight. That was really goddamn good.
Thank you.
Can I say goddamn on a college radio station?
You can.
You can.
I mean, you can't swear, you know.
You didn't.
And saying damn is one thing.
And
saying God
is another
thing.
Yeah.
It's like we get those two together.
It's best not to think about it too much.
Well, I think I just broke a rule.
And how did it feel? It felt good, didn't
really
it?
Really good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.